An American military officer has made the first US visit to a radar in Azerbaijan, which Russian President Vladimir Putin offered use of to the United States in June. Major General Patrick O'Reilly said that while the system is extremely able as an early warning radar, it would not be an adequate replacement for the American radar proposed for the Czech Republic. Andrew Brooks is an expert on the US Missile Defense Shield from the International Institute for Strategic Studies. He told us how he expects to see the situation pan out.
It would make perfect sense for Russia and America to cooperate on combining their response to terrorism from Central Asia. But the politics are such that the Americans largely want nobody in the loop to somehow be able to pull the plug on the warning system or somehow have a veto over how they employed it. So although the Russian thing is under bit of consideration, I suspect it will fail because at the end of the day, the Russians will ask for some sort of veto or whatever on the information that is derived from that site. And I think that's unacceptable to Washington. If after the election and everything's sorted out, will the rhetoric die down? It might well do. But will it stop the Americans putting a system into Czechoslovakia? No, it won't. Nothing the Russians will say or do will stop that going in Czechoslovakia because no amount of reassurance can be given to the US that anything in Russia will be automatically given to America come what may in the future.